Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 3, The Other Side of the Wall. Part 1 of 2.
Sorry, Pegs. I didn't mean to wake you.
Hope. No, Yeah, it's all right. How is he?
Michael's still unconscious. His vitals haven't changed. Same activity as before.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi, Dean Mullen. Nice to meet you, Doctor.
Are you not wearing a mask? Get one on right now. What are you thinking?
I'm sorry. Oh, yes, right away.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, Pegs. I just wanted to check on him. The guards didn't tell me anything at the door.
Don't let it happen again.
Sorry. I was just getting off my shift. Wanted to swing by to see Michael before I caught the rail home.
Oh, he's the same. How many days can you stay like this?
With that kind of trauma, we just don't know. It could be minutes, it could be days, or even months.
Hey, Pegs. How about you get out of that chair for a while? Take a break.
No. No, I want to be here if something changes.
I will message you the moment that happens.
You will?
CJ's already asked. I'll just add you to the list.
Yep, she would.
Add me too.
Why not? Let everyone know who might be his killer.
Attempted.
I'm sorry, Pegs. I need to look after his safety. And they apparently let in every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Okay, well, my name's Dean, so...
I know, Hope. I get it.
Pegs and I were already cleared by CJ's security, all right? We have alibis. We're on camera at the time of the attack. I mean, believe me, we're here for him.
Right now, Michael is my patient, and his safety comes second only to his health. Family and friends are third. I know what he means to you, and I will message you. But I can't stress enough to be careful. You don't know if the attacker is still out there.
Okay, you're right. Understood.
Is Nicholas back?
No, he's not. Not yet.
I, sorry, I I think I need a walk.
Pegs. I'm gonna catch up with her. You...
Go. Get your mouth breathing away from him.
I do not.
You whistle through your nose otherwise. I'm partially blind, not an idiot.
You're blind?
For that intel badge on your shoulder, you really aren't observant.
Well, people keep telling me that, but I'm still here. And also, you're not totally blind, so it's kind of right.
Weren't you leaving?
Well, I was... Oh, shit, she left. Bye.
I'll text you. You don't have to come in person again.
Yeah. Okay. Just let me know if you want to see me.
You did not just say that.
Hey, gotta go.
Sign for your weapons back.
Thank you. Wait up, I'm coming.
It's all right, I don't need an escort.
Actually, you should, and to be honest, I think you already do. The two behind me...
The what?
I'm thinking some of CJ's Secret Service keeping an eye on you.
She thinks I might be next.
Do you think so?
I don't even know why he was attacked. How could I know? You think this is because he got involved again?
I really don't know. No one does.
I told him. I told him not to. But he wanted to help. He said these things are much bigger than him.
Well, he is right. I mean, there's some bad shit going down up top.
Seriously, I'm trying not to pay attention.
Yeah, nothing I can do about it either. They have me doing data entry right now. How fair is that? Given my qualifications, I... Sorry, that's really not something to complain about, especially with everything you've been dealing with.
No, it's all right. Honestly, I'd much rather hear about someone else's problems.
Ugh, in that case, you should just come to my house. Plenty of that going around with my parents.
Really?
Oh, nag, 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 it's all they do. But it's their love language, I get it. Underneath, those two are inseparable.
They sound like wonderful people.
That's right, you've never met them. I mean, they know Nick, but... Well, you have to come meet them.
What? Now?
You got plans for the evening? Like, what are you gonna eat? You've been living off that slop at the hospital, haven't you?
Look, I couldn't impose, really.
No. I insist. A meal under our roof will do you good.
I don't know.
Hey, she's coming home with me for dinner. All right? That good with y'all?
What are you doing? You don't even know if those are even...
All right. Thanks. Told you. It just saved them and us some hassle. Looks like you got a lot of guardian angels.
Please don't say that.
What? Shit. Look, did I say something... I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. I just...
It's fine. You didn't know.
What?
Dean, I hate to say this, but with everything, I have to. I only really know you through Nick, so... How do I know I can trust you?
I'm not offended. Operational security, that is the exact question you should be asking. Well, for one, your son is a very dear friend of mine, and it pains me deeply to not know where he and the rest of my battle buddies are right now. I'm beating myself up every day since they've left, wishing I'd gone with them. You know, maybe things would have turned out differently.
Still.
But he trusted me enough to know about what's been going on between him and Michael.
Oh. That.
But trust goes both ways. Like entrusting sensitive information. Information I'm not supposed to share. Like that I was able to get a message to Vera before we lost contact. So Nicholas hopefully knows what happened to Michael, and he will come home. But I could definitely not tell you any of that, especially from my position.
Dean, I would love to join your family for dinner.
Right this way.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
And now, back to Descendants.
Well, it's Port Bell Line, now arriving at Orange Station. Our next stop will be Anaheim Station. Anaheim Station.
Wow, your parents live in the Red Boot?
Yep, they both work for the rail line at In Processing. And everything comes through here from Lake Matthews.
Do you ever get nervous this close to the border?
Nah, this place is the best. Downtown Orange feels like what small towns used to be. It has a great market at the plaza and a classic movie theater. My parents say it feels a lot like home did back in the day.
Where was that?
Kentucky. But I grew up on the road, mostly. My parents were the lucky ones, I guess. We moved from place to place, wherever it was safe.
And you all ended up here?
They saw life in Westport as the one place in the world that wasn't backwards, so dug up roots and came west. I actually enlisted right before Nick did.
Yeah, I remember when you guys first met.
One of those training camps. I don't remember which one. It could have been hand-to-hand. I always was able to put him in a chokehold. That was probably how we got to be close friends. He wanted to kill me, and I wouldn't let him.
Sounds like Nick.
That was from one of his darker days.
Yeah, that boy's had a lot to deal with.
Yes, he has. And I don't think anyone can fault him for it. We just end up caring too much.
Don't I know it?
This is it, here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Spud. Goo-goo. Pegs, Spot.
Aw, she's so cute.
And you know I can't cook room. If you want me to try and make a decent meal out of this beast, maybe then we have bliss in this house for once.
Oh, you dare threaten my animals again, Mira? This pot's flying, no matter how hot it is.
Yeah, you wouldn't dare. You'd hit one of your other precious mammals.
Oh, try me.
Mothers, I am home.
Dean.
And I have a guest, so...
Honey, that should have been the first thing to leave your lips the second you walked in that door. Oh, my. Wow, I am so sorry you had to hear all that.
Oh, no, it's all right. I'm just...
Yeah, please, welcome. Come on in. What are you drinking? Or what should you be drinking?
Oh, Mom, I don't know. She's got a lot to focus on.
Really, anything. Literally anything.
I saw her eyeing the wine. Trust me, girl, you were in the right place.
Are you... you really opening a bottle from before the outbreak?
Ruth, come on. It's a special occasion.
Oh, are we not doing the thing where we pretend we don't know who she is?
I'm so sorry. I didn't introduce you even. This is Pegs.
Yeah, we know who Nick's mom is. Come on, you've been friends since boot camp.
Not to mention, she's stupid famous around here.
Hey, did anyone ever let you live down the whole flower pot thing?
Oh, God, never. I swear I'll be at parties and people will want me to sign a fucking vase.
No respect at all, I swear.
None.
Yeah. Listen, drink up, honey. I'm Mira. This is my wife, Ruth.
Hi. It's a pleasure. Oh, wow. That's really good.
Right? It's special. I've been saving that one.
Told you I brought you to the right place. I'll just go take care of the animals. Oh, but she's hungry, so.
Thank you, darling. And don't worry, I have plenty of extra food.
Thank you so much for this and, well, everything.
It's nothing. It's our pleasure. We love hosting.
I've been, worried to go out.
You're in the safest place you could be in. You've got two soldiers on watch.
Two? Well, I know Dean, but...
Mira here. Used to fight with the UA. United America. You know, the East Coasters. We found each other in the Battle of the Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah. My tour lasted a whole year. Was a pilot at one point, back when they used to fly a lot more. Then I was a rail runner for a time, securing some of the routes across the frontier.
But that's all past us, right? Finally settled in here.
Well, this place is wonderful. Thank you again. It's really nice to get away.
Slice of heaven here. As far as we're concerned, stay as long as you want.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's huge, too. You made it this way.
Yeah, this is sort of our retirement home. Made it how we wanted.
Changed it up a lot from the original floor plan.
Plenty of rooms.
Because she keeps adding new ones.
So what, hun? Compartmentalize. We may need them someday.
10 bedrooms a McMansion maketh. It's ridiculous how many halls we have. It's like the Winchester house.
She's exaggerating, but we have the space. You can stay as long as you want.
Probably better this way. Only danger here is getting lost.
Yeah, as long as you don't mind all the animals.
Oh, no, that will never be a problem. I love your cats.
Aw, me too. However, the dozens of other species...
Oh, stop now.
Oh my gosh. This one reminds me of one of my old buddies, Mr. Whiskers.
Almost done. Who's hungry?
Wow, that smells delicious.
Fresh broccoli, asparagus, grilled artichokes. Part of a whole spread we got going on here.
Oh my gosh, this is too much. You're spoiling me.
That's the whole point. Look at there, your wine glass is empty already. Let me fix that for you.
Oh. Well, okay.
No, I'm serious.
There Dean was, 2 feet dangling in the air, booty hanging out for all to see.
Someone thought it would be funny to steal my pants while I was stuck in the trash can upside down. Traumatizing is what it was.
I have never laughed so hard in my life. I think I have those pictures somewhere on my computer. Oh, I'll have to show you later.
You gotta find those.
Oh my God.
You saved them?
Of course. Why not? Gotta remember the moments, right?
Mom, not that moment. Oh, you know, I still don't like wastebaskets.
Oh, get over it, Dean. Hey, which reminds me, can you take out the garbage?
What? Mom!
Those are your chores. Don't care what uniform you wear, soldier. March over there, retrieve the package, march it outside, double time. I still outrank you.
It's a totally different army.
Yeah, same fight. Now go on. So no word on Nick, huh?
Mira.
I am tired of not asking.
None.
Do you want help?
What?
It's a simple question. Do you want help finding him?
Well, yeah, of course, but...
Alrighty then. Settled.
What was that all about?
Now, time for the really special bottle.
Oh, no, I don't think I could have more myself.
What did you do, Mira? Why do you have that look in your eye?
This is the one I was saving for the end. Oh, I almost opened it, too, that day. I've been saving it all this time. And I cannot imagine what this bottle was worth before the outbreak.
Wait, what's going on?
Some things you cannot take with you. Oh, that is good.
With you where? Dean? Did you get locked out?
Well, I figured it'd be rude just to walk in.
Bert?
Ma'am?
Bert, thank you for coming.
Well, I was waiting by the phone.
Bert, what are you doing here?
Well, same as you. I thought.
We'll get there. All right, just come on in, have a seat.
No, I hadn't read that one.
It's really good. It's about processing your actions. He's a great author. You should read more of his stuff. He lives near the Republic.
Really? Yikes. Maybe you should hold on to that.
He's not a red coat. Read what he actually says, and you might make up your own mind.
Whoa, hey, easy now. No need to rile that beast. Get it? Rile. Riley.
I got it the first 100 times you used it.
Yee-haw! Come here, darling. I know you still love me.
Hey, oh, from 3 feet. My rule at all times, for the sake of my nose.
What? No hug, then? I'm not stopping.
What are you, crazy?
Certifiable.
I missed you, too.
Well, I couldn't come up with new reasons to drop by, but this... feels like a good one.
Look, I'm happy to see you, but what are you guys doing here? Mira, what's going on?
Relax, Bix. We're here to help.
No, I'm okay. I'm really not in that bad a shape.
What dwarven warrior joins us next?
That again? You're reading that book for the millionth time, aren't you?
What? You don't like the Tolkien references?
Not even 5 minutes, and I'm annoyed.
I love you too, darling.
Sorry it took so long. This one got lost.
I'm never in this area. What do you want from me?
Well, next you'll be telling me you brought some hobbit with you.
Nope, just Kelly.
Better than this troll. Victor's never out during sunlight.
And with Bert's beard, we got our wizard.
You kidding? With this, the kids think I'm the wisest fart that ever breathed their way.
You are like the oldest fart still knocking, right?
Only if you want a pounding.
Kelly, Victor, really, guys, I appreciate the support, I do, but...
We're not here for Michael. I mean, we are here for you and him, but that's not... Why am I doing the talking
right
now?
Yes, well, we really are here to help you.
But there's nothing you can do. The doctors, Hope, said we just need to wait it out and...
They're here about Nicholas.
We're all hurting about Michael, but none of us are doctors. Maybe we can actually do something about Nick.
What do they know?
Enough.
And that no one has heard from him or Vera.
They told me they lost contact, but they said that happens all the time and...
And nobody will tell you the truth.
What? What the hell? Where did you come from?
Smoking man in the corner.
Madam President, ma'am, I... Holy crap.
My driver's outside. I don't have much time. I brought some new information.
What is it?
Nick's helicopter, the Black Swan, has completely gone off the tracking grid, along with several from the team. Lisa Grant, Alex Brown Robbins, Pat Hanover, and Vera.
Are they?
Missing. That's all we know.
Huh.
You think they're still out there?
We sent in two other teams to the crash site, and that's everyone unaccounted for. They found the rest.
Oh my God, CJ, I'm sorry. Vera.
You know, I would do anything to get her back right now, but we have...
Republic shits to deal with.
I have nothing left to go off of right now. No leads, and I can't spare any other military resources out there to search blindly. Every move is being watched. I can spare equipment, but right now, every soldier is needed with the Republic pushing the conflict.
Then you need people who aren't soldiers. Or, you know, aren't anymore.
What about old Marines who know how to get the mission done? Even if it means bending the rules a little.
Bert, I know this is a lot, and at your age...
That just means more experience.
Hell, I can hold the map, but I don't know what this guy's gonna do.
I still got it where it counts.
Yeah, the midsection.
Hey.
Ha, sounds like us.
No kidding.
Shoo, kitty.
Guys, this is... I mean... It's amazing, but what are you talking about? None of you have done this stuff in years. I can't possibly ask you to...
Why not? If it's their choice.
Dean, did you put this together? Is this your doing, or...
It was mine, actually. Dean is my son, and his best friend is gone. I wanted to help. I know Bert from TV Club, and he knows, well, everyone, so...
Didn't take much to get the gang back together.
Do you guys really think you can do any good?
Well, I still got enough marbles rolling around up there to ride one last time. I mean, what are any of us doing with our lives? Really, I mean, I'm just watching the same DVDs on repeat.
My restaurants practically run themselves now. Go on, kitty.
I don't even go into my law firm anymore. It's only my name on the building.
These guys are our kids. Who the hell shouldn't go?
Thank you, Victor.
I would go too, but what about Michael?
No one expects you to leave him.
Nope, you're staying right here with us. Plenty of rooms, like I said.
Dean stays here too. He'll be needed at headquarters. And he can fill everyone in on what others might not be able to.
I will.
Don't you think you should run that by me first?
Well, isn't that what you would want? Keep Pegs informed on what B-Team does in the field?
B-Team?
A-Team is missing. I get it.
Who's C-Team?
Whoever stays.
But this is dangerous. Is any of this my choice? Is that what you're waiting for? You've made up your minds already.
You have as much at stake in this as the rest of us. So much is on the line right now. Maybe all of Westport.
Which is exactly why I'm going with you. I want a retirement home to come back to.
Mira, really?
Babe, look, I don't feel comfortable with the youngest soldier going on this mission being in their 80s.
Marine, not soldier.
Looks like you're not asking me.
Can I?
You've already made up your mind.
Frankly, after what happened to Michael, I kind of feel safer getting away too.
Like what happens if we're next?
CJ, you find out any more about Michael's killer?
Kelly!
I mean, attempted assassin.
Only by what Michael said.
An angel. Those were his words.
Ah, that's why it bothered you so much earlier. But it couldn't have been him. He's been dead for years.
Michael went into shock. Who knows what was going through his head? Old memories from the tower, maybe.
Whoever it was, I have every resource internally pouring through footage. Might as well have been a ghost. Can't see any face, stayed out of every camera view.
Exactly the kind of shit that makes me want to get out of here for a bit. Too many people in Westport now to check them all.
How are you getting around out there? Flying?
Why not get the old bastard fired up again?
Oh no. Oh no, not that thing.
Well, it's the Road Warrior's wet dream. Spikes, armor, never deflate tires, and battle-tested, like us.
Is he going to be like this the whole time?
Actually, I've already pulled it out of storage. I've been having one of my teams make some improvements.
You made changes to my baby?
It was a bit dated, so they added heat scanners, upgraded Modagun rail system for the turret on top, and a few other things you might need out there. Only vehicle we had that isn't tracked in the system, and no one will assume it's from Westport.
What the hell did you do to her?
Relax. She's the same.
Better be.
I call shotgun. The rest of you can suffer in the back. I am not breathing that shit.
Well, maybe not, because there's no fumes anymore. It's been converted to a hybrid electric.
The fuck, she's the same? You tore out her heart!
That engine could be heard a mile away. It was ridiculous.
That was the point!
Doesn't matter. Look, you'll have whatever resources you need, and your vehicle will be ready by tomorrow.
It's called The Inglorious Bastard. Or did you change that too?
The Incredibly Deflated. Kitty, leave me alone. Oh, cats. Yeah, yep. Get there. Chintolo.
Must be you.
Probably is.
Madam, we need to go.
That's my time. Pegs, you know what this means to me. What do you say?
Why do I have to make the call? Why does it have to be me?
You're Michael's vote.
Remember the first council we formed after Saul died? Well, this is it. Every member but him and, well, Puck. You vote for two now. I should know, I made the rules.
You're asking me to put even more of my friends at risk out there when I've already lost so much.
That's why we're going. Just look at us. We've had our time. These kids, they got their whole lives ahead of them.
CJ, come on.
Pegs?
Bring them home.
Out, Falcon standing.
Really?
What? He's not here. I can use it. It's on loan.
I'm going, Kitty, I'm going.
All right, we move, and we move now. Time is against us. We'll start at the crash site and go out from there. Hopefully, they haven't wandered too far.
We keep getting further and further away from home. Are we ever gonna get back there? My dad's gonna be worried sick.
Hey, we'll figure something out, Lisa. We will. We just gotta focus and... What are you trying to do, man?
Hiding something my mom gave me. Hell if I'm gonna let them have it.
That's some stupid shit. You're gonna wake everyone else up.
Don't need your mouth right now, Nick. I really don't.
What is up with you two?
This guy? This guy jumped me after a training mission.
After you, like an idiot, ran off and did your own thing. I almost got recycled because of that.
Oh, they gave you a pass. We lost half a cycle. They play favors with you.
Oh, please. You know how much preferential treatment you get.
All right. We get it.
What? What's going on?
Sorry. Didn't mean to wake you.
I didn't realize I fell asleep.
Better to get your rest while you can.
Hey. What do you know about this place?
Nothing good. You'll see.
Wonderful.
Wakey, wakey. Get your asses up.
What? What's going on?
I said... Get up!
Okay, I'm up!
Damn, what are they doing now?
I can't see. I don't know.
We must be there.
Line up against the wall. When we arrive at the station, single file down the ramp, no talking. You'll find out soon enough where you're headed next. Oh. And welcome to Prim.
We're Alive, Descendants, will return next week. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to We're Alive. Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Jatan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Austin Trace as Alex.
Bree Tilton as Lisa.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Lauren Kroom as Secretary Dora.
Scott Marvin as Bert.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Tammy Klein as Kelly.
Otto Sturt as Victor.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Shannon Cudd as Ruth.
Jane Lehoch as Hope.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Skip Peepo as Alvin.
Josh Petersdorf as Walrus.
Dexter McDaniel as Derringer. And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Joshua Keezer,
Shannon Zimmerman, Phil Nieto, Kyle Puddick, Adrian Baron, Gino Jang. Produced by Casey Whalen. Line producers Christian Vieira and Alisa Elliott. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Assistant editing by Isabella Miller. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Victoria Cheng and Gino Jang. Original music by Danny Burkov Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Michael Keane. Script supervisors, Lauren Kroom and Victoria Cheng. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager, Gino Jang. Videographer, Blair Wayland. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief Marketing Officer, Callum Doherty. Marketing Assistant, Hattie Quinlan. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.